One way or the other, it is KX Takeover Week here at KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. I am the founder and general manager of this station, and I have a wife. She's over there. Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little frazzled, but typically I'm good.
Yeah, we are a little frazzled. We're getting thrown on the air for KX Takeover Week. Despite, I guess I'll just make the announcement, we were hacked. That's what happened. Our network got hacked, and hackers, I'm not exaggerating, deleted everything we have.
Yeah.
15 minutes before we're supposed to start.
It might be a metaphor.
I think it is. So it's like the week we're asking for money, we lost everything. so we really need your money now.
We just lost like music and programming and stuff, but we have walls and we have microphones and people can hear us now. So there's that.
And we have each other, and we're going to light a candle and sit on the ground and eat beans.
All right. Well,
we're okay, I guess.
We will win.
I do have a way of still playing music.
See, there you go.
So, okay, here's what KX Takeover Week is, and then I'm going to let you talk about what our show is going to be today.
Okay.
So KX Takeover Week is where we invite guest DJs from our community to guest host their own shows. Everybody does an hour or two, and they're competing to raise money for our radio station. The winner, who fundraises the most, wins the Silver Tongue Award, which is literally a custom-designed trophy from a local artist here in Laguna. We've had five or six winners over the years, including Rick Reese from The Montage, local realtor Bobby Cox, local attorney Larry Noakes, listener Tom Richeson, and some other people. And we're going to have a new winner by the end of this week. We have a full schedule of nearly 50 guest hosts this week. I think it's the biggest one we've ever done. That's available on our website. In fact, the way to make a donation to see the schedule to be participatory in KX Takeover is indeed kx935.com/KX Takeover. But we do this in a fun way. I mean, you might hear on other independent or non-commercial radio stations, they stop everything and they just talk at you for a week trying to get you to donate. We play music, we create curated shows, and all of our guest hosts do whatever kind of content they want in spirit of a very fun fundraising week. So Monica and I are kicking it off. Of course, me, the general manager, Monica, our development director. We recently got married 2.5 weeks ago. We're hanging in there. Yeah, it is very scandalous. And we're expecting a child this summer.
Oh,
so yeah. So Monica is going to be very busy and very not here.
Oh, please. Everybody knows I'm an expert.
Okay. So with that, we wanted to do something really special that kind of encompassed our time together and our time at the radio station. So please tell the fine people.
Okay. So we have a really fun concept. So this morning, we're going to walk through our musical journey kind of together and working together here at the station. So radio obviously means very much to both of us, coming from separate backgrounds and what radio meant to me growing up and what it meant to Tyler and him going into that profession and me sort of just falling into it. Started working at the station in 2014, and literally the day I started working was the Beach Boys show. Well, actually, it was like that Monday. Mm-hmm. So we started working together and immediately started sharing music together, live music, that is. Concerts, festivals, working festivals. Tyler would do the interviews. I would do the pictures or create content for covering the shows that we had to do for work. And along the way, our friendship grew. And later down the road, we obviously fell in love.
Clearly.
So, but, you know, getting there was fun. So we're going to kind of take everybody down that road.
Yeah. So we're going to start with the Beach Boys, which is the first show we ever saw together. Right. And then we're going to work our way through music festivals and concerts and meetings of backstage acts and hanging out with Eric Burdon and Irvine Bowl.
Really fun, quirky stories. There's one little bit I want to tell everybody before you play your song.
All right. So we're going to go ahead.
Okay. It's the when I saw you front row Beach Boys show, it's an iconic moment. Like all of Laguna's in the Laguna or the bowl, the Irvine Bowl. And you're just stressed because you just have just
like
this,
I am right now.
Yeah, you're just frazzled. You know, there's this, you know, 25-year-old guy who just made this happen. And I look at him like, that is so cool. Tyler, get over here. And I grab your hand and I start dancing and you just look at me and you're like, I don't dance. I thought, oh, what did I just do? I'm working with a dud. So here you go.
And yet you married me.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's by my
Man, you can't beat that one. It's KX Takeover Week on KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm here with my new wife, Monica McCusker.
Is it Russell? Is it?
Who knows? Yeah, my legal last name, I guess I'll tell the fine people, is McCusker, right? But I go by Russell, which is my middle name. So I'm starting to use my last name more.
In solidarity.
In solidarity.
That's so sweet.
So Tyler Russell McCusker.
Yeah, Monica McCusker. Three M's, six C's.
Middle name Selica. Monica Selica McCusker.
So many.
All right, so
yay,
that was the Beach
so
Boys. Yeah, we're doing on our little show here today, we're doing a encompassing report. That's not a good word. Encompassing
anecdotes?
Memoir. Of our shows, of our concerts that we've been to together over the years and that we've been involved with by working through the radio station.
That's right.
So we played the Beach Boys, being that was the very first show that the radio station brought to Laguna.
That's right.
And that you and I were both at.
Right.
So we're going to move on to our 2015 concert, which please tell us about that one.
Kenny Loggins?
Yes.
Okay. So we partnered with the Montage that year. Great year for KX. Exciting to like bring another show to the fine people of Laguna. And we worked with Rick Reese over at the Montage, and he loved Kenny Loggins' music. We all do. I mean, come on, who doesn't? And if you don't, I don't know. And so he invited him, and the Montage sponsored the event. It was Winter Wonderland Fantasy. It was just snow and Santa, and there was carolers, and there was libations, and there was food, and it was amazing. And if it wasn't too cold, it was raining. And we came to see Kenny Loggins, man, and he delivered. He played all the hits that we wanted to hear, except one.
He did play. I that was a great transition. I should have played the song, but I do want to shout out our donors.
Oh,
that was the
yeah.
greatest radio intro of all time. Very impressed. I should have just played it, but we have to talk about the donors.
That's more important.
I'm just so proud.
Oh, by the way, we're doing Cakes Takeover, right?
Yeah, we're doing Cakes Takeover.
We're fundraising for the station, which is a nonprofit.
So there's a couple ways to donate. You can call into this show right now. Although we did get hacked, our phones are working. 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. You can also go online to kx935.com/KXTakeover, choose an amount, and then select a host, being us at the moment.
Well, and, yes.
Yeah, and you
help
can
us reach our goal.
Donate towards us. But also, I've created a Facebook fundraiser. If we're friends on Facebook or if you follow the radio station, you can donate that way. And we've already raised $750 on our Facebook fundraiser. We need a ding-a-ling bell in here.
We have one.
And some of those people are Ann Fagerberg, Jeannie Myers, Rena Palumbo, Shelley Hoover, Giovanni Labile, Amy Jacheri, and Delphine Berryhill have donated to our Facebook fundraiser so far.
Yeah, you really know who loves you.
You find out.
And these people are dear, dear, dear friends of ours, actually. And Giovanni over there at the Laguna Beach Brewery and Grill, we love his food and we love him, and he can make a mean cocktail. So thank you, Giovanni and Shelley Hoover and Anne, our dear friends and family friends. And then Delphine Channels Berryhill, she's been a supporter since day one. And so thank you very much.
All right. So with that, the one song Kenny Loggins did not play at our Montage show in 2015. Thought I wanted to hear it.
Maybe we'd have enjoyed it more at the concert.
Yeah, so that was Kenny Loggins, who played our 2015 concert at Irvine Bowl in Laguna. That was the one song he didn't play, Danger Zone. And Monica and I are here fundraising for the radio station, kicking off KX Takeover Week. You can make a donation at kx935.com/KX Takeover. We've got a few more donors that came in through the website that we'd like to acknowledge.
Sure. So Linda Leahy, she donated $100. Thank you, Linda. We had a time with Linda. We actually, Tyler and I, participated in Citizens Academy, which is something that the city does, the Laguna Beach Police Department. They invite anybody, any citizen of this, of the any resident of the city to come in and participate in a 12-week program that tells them all about the police department, what different departments do, and it really gives you an inside look as to the work and the dedication that they have for the community. And we loved it. And one of our cohorts was Linda Leahy. So maybe we made an impression.
Totally. And then another $250 came in from longtime family friend, my buddy Mike Garcia, who's actually already a $20 a month member of the radio station. Aww. So can't be more thankful for that. If you utilize the radio station in any way and you consume our content every day and you're listening to this right now and you haven't become a member or made a donation, you are taking advantage of us. No, I'm just kidding.
It's really easier than you think. We definitely do need the support. We need your membership. Maybe people think, oh, they're fine. You know, they don't need my $5. We really do.
Yeah.
And it takes about, you know, it's actually, coffee is actually more expensive than.
Yeah, we used to say it's cheaper. Coffee was cheaper, but now coffee's more expensive.
Coffee's more expensive. To become a member of Cakes 935 on a monthly basis, the very bottom level is actually less expensive than coffee these days.
This is true. Yeah, so you can go online, kx935.com. You can call us in the studio, 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. So we're going to continue our journey through concerts we've worked at together or been to together. And in 2016, we independently, one week after the other, went to Coachella.
Yes. So I was a Coachella mom.
Yeah.
Totally went to Coachella a few years in a row and went this year working with the station. I told Tyler, I'm going to Coachella, so I'm going to catch some few acts. I'll let you know what you should see. And he laughed at me. He goes, you're crazy. You're a mom. Why are you going to Coachella?
Well, it's only because you camped.
Okay.
Not because you went to the show, but you camped in a tent.
Heck
with
yes.
All the millennials of the world.
It was the most millennial thing I've ever done. And it was a blast. I went with my best friend, Jennifer, and we had the best time.
Yeah. So there was a moment that we both had at Coachella where you're just kind of wandering around, looking at acts and ordering a drink and kind of wondering what tent to go to. And then the lights go dark and people start running and one chord comes in.
Oh, it was madness. I was in the middle of a conversation. We dropped dread in our tracks and literally booked it, like ran to the stage.
There's only one song that can do that when you're anticipating the headliner of Coachella in 2016. I'm not even going to announce it. I'm just going to play it.
You should.
Yeah, it was Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose in a throne in 2016 at Coachella, where we independently went and they played for 3.5 hours, I think, to close
they were
Saturday night.
Unbelievable. It was an unbelievable experience for everybody. It was madness for a good 2 hours. And then it was like, okay, I think we should go to bed now.
Yeah, I couldn't stay for the whole set.
We just like walked to camp and just fall down.
I was the same way. I finally saw November Rain. I was like, okay, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
That was insane. I've never seen them before or after that moment.
Neither
seeing
had I.
Seeing Axl Rose.
And it was quintessential. It was really awesome.
So Monica and I are kind of journeying through concerts we've been to together, or worked at together, or experienced through the radio station, and going to share some live experiences and behind the scenes moments with you. But most importantly, we're fundraising. KX935.com/KXTakeover to make your donation. We are just two of many, many people that are guest hosting spots this week to fundraise for the radio station. You can call us in studio, 949-715-5936 to make a pledge. We got a $20 one from Shayna Makos. Just
Who's
a few minutes.
Shayna Makos. Thank you, Shayna.
Shayna Makos is a former girlfriend of mine.
Oh, that is so
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, we're still in touch.
That's
all right,
awesome.
Okay, now you know.
No, it's fine because I'm just going to call them all out, all two of them. Come on, ex-boyfriends. Don't leave me hanging here.
All right. I want to share briefly some of the stuff we do at the radio station. I wrote a little letter and report yesterday that shared on social media, and this is why we feel we deserve your hard-earned donation dollar. So we say we scour dozens of sources each week to feature artists you wouldn't hear on any other radio station. We do live in-studio performances almost every day. We have a huge focus on local community. We give back to Laguna Beach, supporting businesses, nonprofits, arts, students, and more by giving them airwaves to share their missions and promote their goals. We allow locals, most importantly, to create and shape our voice. We feature over 60 now volunteer hosts each week, and our station wouldn't be the same or claim to be community without those people. We lead the conversation about issues in town. Remember, we did that city council candidate forum this past election. We did hour-long interviews with every single candidate. Anytime there's something important going on in town, we feel we lead the roundtable about that. We are the only live daily source of Laguna Beach news and community info, and we have that sign on the canyon now that gets people to tune in when they come into town. And we're a disaster prevention resource. We've got backup batteries and backup generators to disseminate life-saving information if there ever was a natural disaster that required it in Laguna Beach. So, you know, we're kind of important.
And even if we get hacked, we're still here on the air.
Which, by the way, we got hacked.
And another thing that we do is work really hard when everyone's having fun and they're listening to the music festival, like, lineup, and they're just enjoying their lives. Sometimes, you know, we're sweating and running from stage to stage, getting that interview and getting that content and getting those bands the content that, you know, that I think we think they deserve.
Sure.
Right? So we're working.
True.
We're working for you.
So we're going to fast forward to 2016 and a half, I think, when we brought the Pain Birds to Laguna Beach for the Montage fundraising gig we did.
K-exclusive.
And the Pain Birds are a super group comprised of members of Sugar Ray and Train and the Doobie Brothers, one of them being Jeff Skunk Baxter.
That's right.
They're now called Side Deal, and they play in town still a little bit, but this was their incarnation back then. So we've got two snippets of songs we want to play from the Pain Birds time. I've got a favorite one, and you've got a favorite one.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had we took over the Montage lawn. I'm not sure if I've been to an event that had utilized the lawn in the way that we did. It was really awesome. We had chefs curate menu items for us. We had really great and cheap drinks. It was the best time.
Yeah, it was a great event. I think it raised us something like $80,000, which we're still spending.
We got to do that again.
Still got some of that saved up. So Sugar Ray included Stan Fraser and Murphy Kurgis. They were two founding members of the band. That's who was in this super group, Pain Birds. And this was the song I was most excited to hear at the time.
I know it's not mine, but I see if I can use it.
Oh, we got a caller. KX935. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I know this voice. There we are.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jennifer Cooper, everybody. My best friend. Yay.
Happy morning takeover. You guys are lovely. I love listening to you on the radio. It should be like a regular.
Wow.
I will pass it to management.
We have to ask the boss. I don't know.
So, well, I just wanted to call in support of you guys and donate my little song to help the cause.
That's so sweet. Then, Jennifer, thank you so much. I don't know. I don't really care, but Tyler's going to ask how much.
Oh, how much are you giving us?
Just kidding.
Tyler wants to know. Which is funny because this mimics your, like, in real life dynamic, but I'm going to donate $100 to the radio station.
Yay!
Hopefully my few little bucks help out to the best of...
They sure do.
100%.
Isn't that like 50 coffees?
Yeah, that's 50 coffees.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jen.
Photocopies, of course.
We're very grateful. I think...
I support you guys with all my heart and soul, and I believe in the music, and I believe in the art, and you guys bust your butts doing what you do, so I want you to keep doing it.
Well, that should get some more callers. Well said.
That's my girl.
All right, Jen. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support.
All right. Love you guys. Have fun.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I think that brings our total to somewhere like 1,500-ish now.
15?
We're doing pretty good.
I don't know.
Yeah, because we're already at 1,000, you know.
We had 1,100 from online donations.
Uh-huh.
Shayna Makos gave us $20.
I know you need to mention that every time.
She's a lovely girl. I've seen pictures. And then $100 from Jen, so that's 1,200.
Okay, cool. That's pretty good.
1,220.
Yeah, I'm happy with that so far. You can make a donation online at kx935.com/kxtakeover. If you enjoy our station, you appreciate our mission, you care about what we do for Laguna, or you just feel bad for Monica and me.
That works.
Yeah, that works too.
Please help us.
Yeah, kx935.com/kxtakeover. So we just played Every Morning, which is one of the songs the Pain Birds played at the Montage Show in 2016. But
well, that killed. It did.
It did kill
for those who were born in the 80s. I'm gonna have to age myself. We have a little bit of a generational gap, don't we?
Indeed, a little bit.
I was stoked to see Jeff Skunk Baxter on that stage.
Right.
Okay, part of the Doobie Brother band. And trust me when I tell you, I love me some Doobie Brothers. Well, yeah. And so I was really stoked when they played this song.
Memories of that one, man. Just the Pain Birds again at the Montage in 2016, bursting into that song and just the lawn going wild.
I
grabbed two teenagers that tried to rush our event from like the Montage casitas and escorted them at like a bouncer.
Yeah.
That was a good night.
So you remember that from that night, and I just remembered, I think I almost jumped on stage. It was great.
I was cool that night.
It was fun.
That's what I remember about
it. Yeah.
So I'm Tyler Russell McCusker. That's Monica
McCusker.
It's all very confusing, but we just got married, so that's how it goes. And we're fundraising for our beloved radio station that I've been at for 7 years since I started it, and you've been at for five. I think.
Almost.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, in October.
And we just got married a couple weeks ago, and we're also expecting our first child this summer.
That should be exciting.
Really, really excited about this. So we need your money.
Well, the station definitely needs some help always.
Yeah.
We work really hard, the two of us, with our staff to fundraise every year, make sure that the station stays in tip-top shape for this community, and it's only done with community support. So keep those donations coming, and make sure you sign up to become a member if you love the station, and support us.
Awesome. We are going to move on to yet another concert that we went to together as we explore that history on our show today. That was probably the greatest concert you and I will ever go to in our lives.
Oh, so if you're talking about Desert Trip.
I am talking about Desert Trip.
It was just life-changing. Yeah, why don't you explain how we even got to that
point?
Yeah,
so my parents got tickets. I mean, they figured out, you know what, when is this going to happen again? We'll skip family vacation this year.
I'm so glad they did.
And we'll just buy tickets to Desert Trip. And my dad, I can't remember if my dad bought an RV for this purpose or already had an RV. I think he might have already had it.
Yeah, I think he has.
But this is the only other time, aside from when he bought it, that we've used the RV. They drove it to Indio from Tucson. We met them halfway. You went to a couple of the nights.
Well, how generous the McCusker family was, you know, before I knew them very intimately, was they decided to buy four tickets.
Four tickets.
The three of you went, and they invited one staff for each day of the week, or each weekend, or however it worked out. So Jason Fetty was able to go. Steph Weaver-Weinberg was invited, and I was invited. I think somebody dropped out on
so
one of
you
the
went
days.
Twice.
So I snagged that, dropped what I was doing, and met you guys in Indio. So
real quick, we've got a caller. I want to go to it now.
Wonderful.
KX93.5, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, you're live on the air.
Really? What's your name?
Who's this?
I'm just kidding. It's Linda Halligan Olson.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Oh, I love me some Linda. Hi.
I love you guys, and I have not gotten to congratulate you both in person on your nuptials and the baby coming. And, you know, that baby's going to need to go to college, so I'd like to donate, not to the baby, but to KX95, in the world.
Thank you so much, Linda. Linda, of course, used to host our top five on KX93.5. She's an accomplished TV host and still in the entertainment biz, and now a budding stand-up comic.
Oh, she's busy, people.
I am busy. The stand-up comedy was just kind of a fluke. It was a good time. Who knows if I'll do it again, but it was enjoyable.
Well, you need to do it again so we can come see you.
Yeah.
I will let you know if it happens, for sure. But I would like to donate $100.
Yay!
Accept it.
Let me ring the bell.
Yay, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
You're
Linda.
Welcome.
Very grateful for that.
Good luck with KX Takeover, you guys. It's
thanks.
Really
thank
awesome
you so
what
much.
You're doing all the time.
Right on. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, Linda's so sweet.
Back to Desert Trip.
Oh, back to Desert Trip.
I got another call.
Okay.
KX93.5, you're on the air.
This is Jim Click for Tyler.
Jim Click!
Oh, Mr. Click!
Hi, Jim. You're live on the air with me.
Hey, hi, Tyler. How are you, son?
I'm good. It's always so good to hear from you. I await your call every year during this show.
Yeah, congratulations on your marriage, son.
Thank you very much. This is my is my new wife right over here, Monica.
Hello, Mr. Click.
Hi, Monica. I'm Monica. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Well, you're sure welcome, and I want you to know your mom and dad, Tyler, bought a new Expedition Extended from us last week.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, they figured they might as well just stop renting and bought it.
What's that?
They need room for the baby, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, great, guys. Well, because they bought a car from us, I hope everybody listening will, too, and we're real proud of you guys. And we'll give $500 this year. Is that all right?
Thank you so much, Jim. Of course, we're very grateful as always.
Send me something, and you won't believe I'm at Targhee right now in Idaho, snow skiing with my granddaughter. We got snowed in last night, couldn't get out, and she cried. I'm just teasing. She's snowboarding right now, and I'm going to go out and find her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jim, thank you so much. You've been a supporter of us since day one, a board member. Tuttle Click Automotive has been there for us, and, of course, we ask you to support them as well. So, Jim, thank you as always for everything you do for our town.
You're sure. We're glad you guys are in business, and a local station provides a lot of good music and a lot of updates for our community.
Well, I know you're in the snow, so I lost a little bit of what you just said. But, Jim, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you soon. KX93.5, hello. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
He sounds like he's from Whittier.
You both know me.
Okay, right? This is my BFF. This is every girl needs a best guy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
And they secretly wish that they stood next to them at the altar, but, you know, traditionally that doesn't work, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is my best guy. Is this Michael Varciag?
Nope.
That would be really bad if it was.
I've stayed in your house before.
Oh, Carson.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
That's just like my Lord. Hey.
You had to talk a little more. Then I got it.
You guys got it. You got it. Good morning, guys.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Carson.
$50 to the station.
$50.
Oh, my God.
That's so sweet.
I don't know if Tyler knows this, but I like listening to you guys. I mean, even though I don't live in Laguna, for some reason, Tyler's voice is just so calming. it's kind of weird, but I like Tyler's voice and listening to it whenever, like, I don't know. Makes me work harder if I'm at work.
That is the service I'm glad
to
provide.
Tell everybody who Carson is.
I'm going to.
Oh.
So thank you, wife.
Yeah.
Carson is the general manager of the Escape Bus and The Scene, which is my escape room business. And literally it would not exist without him. And I love you very much.
Aw, thank you. you guys are awesome. Congratulations on getting married and the baby. Excited for both of you.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Miss you guys. Hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks, Carson.
Continue soothing and calming you.
Aw, thank you.
All right. Buddy, see you.
Bye.
He sounds just like Mark Revolta. That's crazy.
No, I got it. I got the little tonality. All right. So again, Monica and I are on the air right now fundraising for our radio station. Our total is climbing, I would say. Where are we now? Do you know?
1870.
I'm pretty happy with that. So kx935.com/kxtakeover to make a donation. Or if you want to be like these folks, you can call in 949-715-5936.
Yeah. Maybe this 1870 will buy us some firewall.
Yes. Again, we got hacked. Okay, so we're going to talk about Desert Trip, which Monica went to a couple days. I went to all 3 days with my parents. And there's one moment I want to highlight first, and maybe we can play a couple songs from the artist. So we got really expensive seats, but they were far away still. They were like up the bleachers on the side of the stage. And my mom is an avid concert goer, and she will not sit that far away. So at one point, we realized that it was possible to kind of sneak into the pit, like the general admission pit, where people were going.
But I'm
going
to give that shout out to your dad.
That was his idea?
Because he's the one who can sneak in to places. So.
100%. Well, when you look as official as he does,
you don't mess with that.
Nobody messes with him. So at one point, we see the bouncer turn their head, and we just walk right into the orchestra pit, like four rows back from the front of the stage. And this is halfway into the Rolling Stones set.
Okay.
And the sun is starting to set for the first time that night. It was really hot. Sun's starting to set. And this cool breeze comes in, and like it was planned, like the weather was incorporated into the song they chose, they led into this. And it was probably, for me, the most memorable rock concert moment I've ever had. We just got into the pit, the sun goes down, the wind comes sweeping in, and this comes on.
Hands and seal his face.
So that was a moment, man. Remember?
Yeah, I remember when they just started with Start Me Up and I cried. And I couldn't believe I was looking at Mick Jagger, even though he was 100 yards away. I couldn't believe it. And I cried.
It was insane. So the other band that you got to see that is also your favorite band of all time. Talk about that.
The Who. The Who. And they were all there, every single one of them. And Robert Daltrey. And,
Roger Daltrey.
That's what happens in daily life. I call everybody different names. Anyway, they played incredibly. And I'm also skipping the name of the guitarist, you know, with the crazy arm windmill.
His name is Pete Townsend.
I love Pete Townsend, and I always remember his
clearly.
Name, except when I'm on the air. They just killed, and it was a moment.
Yeah. So we're talking about Desert Trip, which Monica and I got to go to a few years back. This was even before our romance officially started.
Yeah. Even before, you know? just a wonderful gift from our dear, Mr. and Mrs. McCusker at the time. And Liz is pushing me towards the front of the stage so I can get crazy with it. And it was our first squad concert together, and it was really awesome.
Cool. All right. So again, kx935.com/kxtakeover. That's how you can make a donation. I will mention that the one and only Julie Lawton is going to be on at 9 o'clock today. And she is one of many guest hosts that's doing an hour of music to fundraise for our radio station, competing to raise the most money. Our studio is now named after her, thanks to the recent remodel we did, the Julie Lawton Design Build Studio. So Monica and I are journeying through rock concerts that we've been to and worked at together. We were going to mention K-Exclusive 2017, which had Led Zeppelin, but we're going to get to Led Zeppelin at the end of it. So I'm not going to play any Zeppelin right now.
That was also another fundraising event that was at the Montage, and it was amazing as well.
It was.
But, you know, we'll do that again sometime in the future.
But I think probably the most memorable concert we've ever been to, ever worked at together, was Bottle Rock in Napa Valley in 2017. Now, some of the bands we saw, and I'll tell you how we saw them in a moment, were Maroon 5, Foo Fighters, Macklemore, Modest Mouse, Silver Sun Pickups. It was killer. And we had an interview scheduled with somebody backstage. Was it that the Pete Yorn one?
Or
no. The Daywave? I think that was
Daywave. It was Daywave.
So
really early on, like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, that's kind of the thing is...
The afternoon.
Right. We interview the lower bill, you know, acts, and, you know, because we play them on the station. We're champions for those bands and those acts and those, you know, artists. So we're there working all day and you know, getting content and recording interviews. And, you know, sometimes it's hot and sometimes, you know, the media tent is, you know, barely has water, you know. And this cool guy, the lead singer for Daywave, he's leaving.
He's out. He already played his set. He's gone.
So he gives us his wristbands.
Artist wristbands.
We have artists' wristbands that day. And it's 2 o'clock.
Right.
We're styling.
So we're like, we got to stay back here the rest of the day because we're in the back area. So we proceed to artist catering and we eat whatever they're eating with whoever's
which
there.
Which is like organic chicken and you know, salad and, you know, again, water.
Way better than the media tent.
Just awesome.
And we realize we can access the side of the stage, like where all the VIP people, not the VIP people, but like the friends of the band.
Only the friends of the band.
Are standing.
It says artists' wristbands. Yeah, these are the wives and the children of, you know, the artists that are playing.
So we realized, dang, we can just stay back here. So we go up to the top part of the stage and Macklemore comes on.
Well, I see Macklemore backstage.
Right.
And I just stopped dead in my tracks.
Right. He was outside the catering.
Like he was just there.
Yeah.
I saw his Adidas. I bet you I can guess his shoe size. I mean, that's how close I was. It was really awesome.
So we get a chance to see him from the side.
And he was crazy.
From behind the head, really.
It was really great.
But then we kind of looked at our lineup. We're like, oh, yeah, who's next? Oh, my God, it's Maroon 5. And so I'm texting my mom, and she can't even believe it because she loves Adam Levine. And we see a shirtless Adam Levine also from about 10 feet away.
On stage, pretty much.
On stage, basically. But I think one of the more interesting things that happened backstage is I see these 4 dudes dressed in all white jumpsuits, just kind of like they own the place, walking around. And I'm like... Who are these people? I just think they're in costume. And people are coming up to them and like talking to them. I'm like, whatever. And then the next day I see them on stage and it's Fitz in the Tantrums.
Just right there.
Everybody's back there. We ran into Rick Rees, our friend from the montage.
That's right. We mentioned him earlier.
Who was with former Guns N' Roses player Matt Sorum.
They're best friends.
And later we got invited to a party at his house that night. This was a great day. And we drove all the way to Yountville. Right, which is, you know, like the Newport Beach of Napa. And we
went. This really awesome party.
We went to Rick Rees's house for a party. And we showed up and we walked in the back. And Kenny Loggins was taking a nap on a patio chair. I will never forget it.
We're like, that's Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins was there.
Taking a nap. It was great.
And then later, I don't know, he woke up with all kinds of energy and played all his songs acoustically for the party.
He sure did.
He played Footloose acoustic.
He played Footloose. We danced in the living room.
Oh, my God.
It was epic.
So I'm just going to play a snippet of one of our favorite bands we saw that year, also from the side of the stage. This is when Monica first kind of discovered this band, and we hung out with their drummer's girlfriend a little bit backstage.
Totally.
And tried to, like, make a relationship to later get him in the studio. We haven't quite done it yet, but it's definitely still on the list.
It's coming.
Silver Sun Pickups, Lazy Eye. KX93.5 is fundraising this week for KX Takeover. I'm Tyler, and that's Monica, and we're doing it together.
Hi, people.
We've got another caller. Hello, caller.
It's not a caller. This is your father.
Oh.
Hi, Dad.
As my grandmother would say, my ears have been ringing.
Ah, so, I see.
He's in all our stories.
Yeah, we've been talking about you a lot today because we're talking about various concerts that we've all gone to together.
Yeah, I think most of those I probably went with you, you know, and then you drifted off on your own and started going to things by yourself.
Oh, so well.
It happens.
Do you remember your first concert?
It's a little debatable, but I would say it's Alan Jackson. What would you say?
It was Alan Jackson, and you slept through it.
Cute.
The first concert I remember was Spice Girls.
Yeah, I think you were four. We also went to see ZZ Top. I think you were five, and then you went to see the Spice Girls.
That it transitioned.
Well, I think there's a point to all this. It's how eclectic your music tastes have become, because indeed you were exposed to everything that's now the playlist for KX93.5, from country to pop to classic rock to, you know, indie rock. That was your life. Yeah. So it's really fun to see that become a radio station playlist.
Well, thanks for putting on the right radio stations when I was a kid, Dad. Otherwise, I wouldn't know any of it.
This is true. Yeah. And you had a, you know, 30-minute drive to school with your mom, and you guys, you know, it was all about the music of the time.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you guys. I guess Jim Click ratted me out, you know, I mean, indeed, we have a new expedition.
We're going
to drive it over, and Monica's right, you know, we have a big family now.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm so glad you did. Can't wait to see it.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when that is, but whatever Jim Click gave you, I'm giving you, so I just can't let him be a bigger supporter than
So would you like to give $1 more?
Yes. I don't know how much that was. Hopefully it's not like $1 million.
That would be $501.
All right. Sign me up.
All right, Dad. Thank you very much. Thanks as always for your support.
All right. Keep it going.
All right.
Thank you, Pops.
Bye, Dad.
See you guys.
All right. That's my dad. He donated. We're running out of time, Monica. We got to speed through the remaining shows.
So, what do we have next?
Well,
what do we have? What
next
do we do?
Is the greatest moment in my rock and roll history.
Oh.
We went to Caboo in 2017-ish. Might have been 18.
Well, we worked Caboo since 2015. We went in 2016 and we worked as a crew. All the staff went. But 2017 was kind of our last year that we went and worked that event. And that one, that was probably the most epic festival. Tops, Coachella. It topped Bottle Rock, even being backstage.
Yeah, we love Caboo, always have. And that year, we had missed seeing Tom Petty like 3 times. He played a show in L.A. He played Bottle Rock. I think he might have played Coachella. Like, he played everything that year, and we kept missing him. And finally, we were like, wait, he's playing Caboo. We're going to get a chance to see him.
Yeah.
And so we built our whole day around it, and we got there, and we got to the front of the stage and like the VIP area. And we saw Tom Petty and we cried. I cried.
Yeah, it was for sure.
2 hour set, just unbelievable.
He played everything.
I'd seen him one other time when I was like 15 years old, but this was 15 years later. Mm. Seeing Tom Petty is still the same guy. And 2 weeks later, he died.
Yeah.
And we saw the second to last Tom Petty show ever.
Ever, yeah. So my husband, the crier, everybody.
I love him. I've always loved him. He's always been like my favorite.
So we got to see him, and coincidentally, we got to see him together. So that was really special.
Yeah. So just a little bit of Tom Petty as we transition toward the end of our show. Petty on KX93.5, KX Takeover Week, KX93.5.com/KX Takeover, or our phone number in studio 715-5936. Monica and I doing the show together today. It's been a lot of fun, babe.
Thanks. Wow.
Julie Lawton's going to be up next doing the 9 o'clock show, and then we just continue throughout the whole week with guest spots. We've got 2 more artists we're going to squeeze in as we journey through all of the concerts we've been to together.
Yeah, whether we worked at or whether we went together as a couple or just friends, whatever. They've been iconic for the most part.
Yeah.
The next one that you're about to talk about is
the most iconic. Probably. We keep saying that
literally about every single one.
Well, we got a chance to see Robert Plant at a Royal Seiko last year. And I mean, he looked like God. His hair down to his hips, just flowing everywhere. Just this beautiful spectacle of a man.
Voice
and he sounds just like him.
Which is the best part.
We also cried during that concert.
I did.
It was insane.
I started to swear to Robert Plant that week.
You did? You swore to Robert Plant?
Because to me, he had taken that place.
We have no idea what Led Zeppelin song to play.
There's so many.
We're just going to play one of them and then move on to our final song. But this is a tribute to when we saw Robert Plant last year. And that's all we could do. It was a good moment, folks.
Gosh.
All right, Monica and I are taking over the airwaves. We're almost done. Again, Julie Lawton up next. Julie Lawton Design Build Studio, our new studio, thanks to her remodel. You can go online all week to kx935.com/kxtakeover, choose an amount, choose a host, and make a donation.
Become a member.
What's our total?
Oh, well, it was 1870.
And then we just added 501.
501.
Which makes it 2371.
Wow.
2371.
I would say we hit our goal.
We might win, folks. We might win the Silver Tongue Award. The winner of our week wins that award. And if you appreciate our station, if you value what we do, if you care about our mission, which is to enrich our town through the exposure of alternative artists, alternative views, alternative culture, and you consume our radio station at all, and you're not a member, or you haven't made a donation, please do it now. This is when we truly need you. Donations in general have declined for all nonprofits around the board, especially us, and costs have only risen. So we absolutely need you this year to step up.
There is a family in town and in Corona Del Mar that loves the station, supports it, has been to every concert that you've hosted, Tyler, and they are making a donation. I just got that $500 from the Legestrum family.
Wonderful. Hang on.
Ring that bell.
All right. Our final song was probably, again, the greatest moment in mine and Monica's rock and roll history.
This is the story we'll tell our daughter.
We brought Eric Burdon and the Animals to Laguna Beach to Irvine Bowl last year.
And if you missed that show, people, I'm telling you, you missed it.
You made a mistake. We were hustling that event that night. We had our headsets on. We were running the auction. We were trying to make sure everything was fine. But then we noticed Eric Burdon just sit down backstage, just plop in one of the chairs back there. And
Eric Burdon, people.
And we had a bottle of wine, and we thought, we're going to spill the wine with Eric Burdon.
Absolutely.
We're going to have some wine with Eric Burdon. And we took off our headsets, and we sat down, and we just sat with him.
Yeah, we sat with him.
And we each had a glass of wine.
We did.
He didn't want any.
No, he had a sip. Oh, he sure did.
He had a little sip.
In fact, it was his idea.
I don't think
so. He said, get some red wine, and we'll talk about it. And I said, absolutely, let's spill the wine.
Okay. So I asked him. I said, Eric, what the heck is Spill the Wine about? And he said,
well, I was in Mexico. And, you know, I wrote the song. You know what it's about?